It's Michael from Local Splash. Who am I speaking with?
Timothy Cordova.
Hi, Timothy. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, doing good myself. Thank you for asking. Let me just go ahead and pull up the account here. Yeah, I do see that I tried to call you yesterday, sir, and I appreciate you giving me a call back. Is there a reason why you're calling in?
Yes.
All right, wonderful. So, yeah, I did, check your account. I know that we just spoke, I believe, way back on February 26th. I just came across your account yesterday, though, and I noticed that there's still pending items, and our team also tried to call you in the past few days. So one is they actually still need you to give us access to your domain, and that way we can create and apply our website layout. Do you have access to your domain, the optimalphc.com?
Do you have access to that?
To the domain?
To the domain. Okay, so right now I'm here with my secretary, so I'm going to give you the phone to her. She's going to be the best one to be able to answer all questions and everything through this process, if that's okay.
Of course, yep. I'd be happy to double speak with her.
Awesome. Here she is. Thank you.
Hello, this is Michael from Local Splash. We're just letting you know that this call has been recorded for quality training purposes. And who am I speaking with? And can I ask me?
Evangelina Cordova.
All right. Thank you, Evangelina. So, yeah, what I was saying here, it looks like we still need access to his domain name, theoptimalphc.com. We sent an email that actually asked for the credentials itself. So I did check the email here. It says that they asked for the username and the password. Is it something that you can provide or comfortable doing over the phone? Okay.
Got
or
you.
I can just resend your email.
Yeah, I could do that. I do have some questions, though, if you do have time, if you were the person to get in contact with, that would help me. I'm just kind of wondering what exactly the service is that we are doing. I know Tim kind of told me, but I know he's kind of busy and he's out on the field typically. So I am trying to get everything switched over to my hands. And I was just wanting a clear idea of what we will be paying and what this covers and what it is all that you're setting up for our business.
Oh, absolutely. Be happy to provide you the information that you needed. So Timothy actually paying us for three campaigns, supposedly. So we have the SEO, which is the Google search engine optimization. So we target more about Google presence. He's also paying us for Facebook ads and then also the Google verified or the LSA, the paper lead campaign.
Okay. And then the lead campaign, that's where we are verified on Google, and anything that comes through like that Google search, I guess that's where we get those leads and then we get charged for that.
The Google verified is different from Google SEO. So the Google SEO is more about the Google business profile. So when they search for HVAC services, and he's going to show up in the SEO, like the Google Maps. While the mm-hmm. Google verified, we call it before Google guaranteed campaign. So that's where we actually advertise into the local service ads. And yes, whenever you receive calls from LSA campaign, and then you will get charged for that. Per lead.
Okay, and what is the charge per lead?
Let me go ahead and check that here when they sold it to him. Just give me one moment. Okay, let me check the cost per lead here. Hold on.
Leads, what are the guaranteed people? Are just people who are just calling to see who we are? Like if a random person just calling us, will we get charged for that?
Okay, no.
So looking at a record, he has two services that he offers. So first is for plumber. So every time he gets leads from plumber or plumbing services, the cost per lead for that is $44.
Okay.
Well, the other one, any leads that he receives related to HVAC services, that will be $50.67 per lead.
Okay. So, for example, if somebody sees our website on Google and hits that call button through Google and it gives us a call, however, we don't lock in a deal or a job, does that, because they called us and got our company, does that still charge us a lead?
No. So if the client found his phone number from the website itself or even mm-hmm. from the Google search maps, like for the SEO, those are organic leads only, so he's not going to build for that. The only going to be billed if that lead comes from Google Guaranteed campaign. He would know if he gets charged or not because he receives a different kind of SMS notification. At the same time, he can also see that on the dashboard. It will show Google verified and then there's a charge information there. But anything that he receives, calls from Facebook, calls from the website, or just from the Google search maps, no, he won't be billed for that.
Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm actually, is there any way you could give me a call back on my personal line just because Tim has to get going and I need Tim to get his phone back, but I do want to finish this conversation up. So is there any way you could call me on my personal line?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your personal phone number then?
It's 505-903-1397.
Thank you. Let me confirm 505-903-1397. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can I speak with Timothy just for a few seconds, if you mind me asking?
Yeah, sure.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Right, so I got Angelina's phone number, so I just wanted to confirm that. Is it okay if we're going to add her as an authorized person in the account so that maybe we can call her moving forward instead and discuss further of your account or just for this call?
Yeah, that would be, no, from now on, always.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure to add her in the account then. So, yep, I'll disconnect the call and I'll call Evangelina's direct phone number then, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Have a great one again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.